If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Dan O'Connor, the Great Lake Jumper, has been doing it for quite a while. How are you today, Dan?
Thanks for asking.
And you're not alone, right? You jump with a crew, or at least a couple people show up every day?
Every day. Some days it's a solitary thing, but most days there's other people out there.
And I remember that you started this during COVID?
Correct.
Yeah, and you're still doing it every single day?
I still go every single day in Lake Michigan. And when I'm on the road or when not in Chicago, I jump in some other body of water.
Wow, that is so great. That's why they call him the Great Lake Jumper. And the news today is that Lake Michigan's surface temperatures peaked at over 6 degrees above normal last month. That's the warmest they've been in November since 1995, when they started keeping records at NOAA. And in the first 2 weeks of December, daily lake temperatures hovered 2 to 4 degrees above the historical average. Is it anything that you notice?
Not really, just, you know, because I'm in every day, so just riding it, you know, from when it's at its peak in September, and then it just felt like the temperature didn't drop a lot in October this year, so, but yeah, it's, you know, as you use the word exhilarating, that's the, what I get every day out at the lakefront.
The picture they used of you in the paper today, You're just wearing board shorts. Is that how you usually go? You never wear a wetsuit or anything?
I've never tried a wetsuit.
Wow. Good for you. And your wife, she's jumped in a bit with you, right?
She's jumped in some, but, you know, she's usually a Memorial Day to Labor Day kind of gal.
She's my kind of gal. Does it concern you because this is something you love, obviously, jumping in the lake? You must have great respect for the lake and conservation efforts. The fact that it is warming up and that that is also being mirrored at other Great Lakes, is it a concern for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest concerns I've seen and the biggest change I've seen over the last 4.5 years of jumping in is the lake is down over 4 feet. And I know that because it was lapping up against the cement, up against the ledge. And now the ladder, there's almost 5 rungs that are exposed. And so what my concern is, you know, there are boulders down there against the steel walls to hold things in place. And just that, you know, I'm aware of it, but I think some people might not be aware of that. And just with the lower lake levels, you know, there's more danger.
Yeah, I actually know of someone who broke their neck jumping into Lake Michigan because they were unaware of those boulders and the dangers. So don't think this is something you can just take on. Dan's been at it for 4.5 years. I also know we chatted with you once about all the garbage in there. Number one, the divvy bikes. Are they still building a big monument of divvy bikes that are pulled out of the lake every day?
The problem there is that you don't have that many days that the water is clear that you can see the bikes. You know, when, you know, Glenn Rischke is the one who's in charge of, you know, been in charge of pulling out bikes. And I think they pulled out over 100 this summer. And it's just, you don't have that many clear days where you can see where the bikes are to go down and hook a rope to it and pull them out.
So in the 4.5 years you've been jumping in a lake, there was never a day that you felt sick or you thought, I'm not doing it today?
No, not really. You know, once I put my mind to it, the first winter, people started telling me I couldn't go through the winter, and it was during the pandemic, and I'm like, you're going to tell me more things I can't do.
Right.
So I kind of powered through that. And yeah, I just, you know, it's a part of my daily routine.
Do you document it? Do you create a TikTok or something every day?
I do, you know, Twitter/X and Instagram.
Okay, good. Well, I better get on and follow you. I just wanted to see from your point of view what you felt about the lake temp. And I would imagine 2 to 4 degrees, if you're jumping in every day, really isn't noticeable, but I'm sure you're paying close attention to what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the Great Lakes are 20% of the world's fresh water, and it's something that needs to be handled with great care. And, you know, with the divvy bikes being tossed in there, for whatever reasons they get in there, they've got the batteries that are leaking in our lake. And it's just, it's a bad situation. And I wish more people would, you know, recognize that and not throw bikes in the lake. And yeah, just, you know, just that, you know, we want this lake to be around for hundreds and hundreds of years, not just, you know, going the other way after our forefathers found a way to reverse the river and not pollute it that way.
So do we follow you as Great Lake Jumper? Is that where we find you?
My Twitter account is The Real Detox, D-T-O-X.
Okay, got it. All right, thanks so much, Dan. Have a good day. And did you jump in today? I want to know. You already jumped in?
Yeah. There was about Julie's birthday out there today. There was about 15 people and some beautiful banana muffins.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it was a pretty joyous day out there. You know, it's been foggy the last couple of days. So from Montrose, you can't really see the skyline. So you kind of feel like you're jumping into the abyss. And, you know, it's a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah, I was going to say there's something kind of special about that as well. All right, be well. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That's Dan O'Connor. People call him the Great Lake Jumper.